This is Wade Rathruth, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Justice Department said it will not retry New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez. Judge has blown out their argument because there was no evidence of bribery or quid pro quo that wasn't friendship. The technical state of facial modification and voice transfer is almost to the point where a convincing voice can be attached to a generationally altered image to make people believe almost anything with proper editing. What was done to recreate Princess Leia after Carrie Fisher's death in Star Wars could be done to distort campaigns in politics. Lawmakers and advocates in California, Illinois, and Washington State are pushing to repeal state laws that forbid rent control or place limits on cities' ability to regulate rent increases. A similar initiative narrowly lost in Oregon. Boston recently passed a bill that restricts landlords' ability to evict tenants. From 2000 to 2016, median inflation-adjusted rents in the U.S. rose 15% to $980 per month, while renter incomes declined to $37,300 from $38,000, according to a Harvard study. Nine states are considering their own versions of insurance mandates to shore up the Affordable Care Act. Maryland, Connecticut, California, Hawaii, Rhode Island, Washington, Minnesota, New Jersey, Vermont, and Washington, D.C. Ecuador has voted to bring back presidential term limits. A student from the United Kingdom and Stanford Business School stumbled on 8 years of data on financial aid assistance there and found that rather than it being strictly need-based, women and domestic students received more assistance than men and foreign students, prompting Stanford to re-examine its program and say it's making changes. Public four-year colleges that are not historically black have stalled in recruiting black students in Louisiana, with LSU having the largest disparity, with only about 12%. Statewide, 15% of the students in public colleges and universities are black, a figure largely unchanged over the last 20 years. National average is now almost 35%. Mississippi leads the nation with the largest gap of 40 points between black high school graduates at 40% and enrollment at University of Mississippi at 10%. Currently, about one baby in three in the U.S. is delivered by cesarean section, up from about one in five in the 1990s. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.